test tube babies and surrogate motherhood will not be tolerated by heaven. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolscheid.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 14 through 21, quote. In those days, Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke out to them, "Men of Judea, and all you who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. These men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel, 'And it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord, that I will pour forth my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And moreover, upon my servants and upon my handmaids in those days I will pour forth my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heavens above, and signs on earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and manifest day. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecy from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 6, 1987. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
That means that Jesus is stepping forward. Oh, he was over Our Lady's statue, directly over, but now he stepped down, and he's down almost on the tip of the tree. The pine tree, I guess it's a pine tree. I don't know my trees too well, but it looks like a pine tree. And Jesus is just above it, about a foot. Now, Lady has remained over by, directly over the statue, high in the sky. But Jesus came down while I was talking to you, and now he must have, because he got there awfully fast, down to the tree on the right side there. And now he is playing. He's going to give us a blessing first. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Now Jesus is touching his fingers to his lips. My child, there is also one thing I wish to discuss with you for the world, for all of the world's children to know how heaven feels about their diabolical search for life in a test tube. Yes, my child, I know this shocks you, but you are fully aware of what is going on. Your news medias seem to enjoy putting these evils before your eyes and your ears and your readings. Yes, we frown upon surrogate mothers. We shall not tolerate the making of children from one to the other. The sacrament of marriage was given for the union of man and woman in love and godliness. There is nothing godly about a man who sets himself up to play God and starts revolving innocent. I prefer to call my children innocent, because in that way I do not refuse them even penance for their sins. But they must know that you cannot bring life in a test tube. This will not be accepted by heaven. These children are not conceived by the Holy Ghost, the spirit within them at the moment of conception, because their conception is from a test tube and an instrument of a so-called doctor upon earth. He is a doctor not of divinity, but of sin. Doctors now are profaning their profession, those who have given themselves over to destroying human life in abortion. Doctors also pretend or hope to seek far above the Eternal Father, just as the angels did many years ago. They sought to outshine the Eternal Father, and they were cast forever out of heaven. But they took many with them. Therefore, my children, I must tell you this. There will be a major war between the right and the wrong side, the left and the right, over this issue. We will not have test tube babies, for they are not born with a soul. They can only then be called a thing, a creature unknown. Is this what you want, my children? Is this what you want of these children you bear for another? To give them as though you were machines, manufacturing them for another? My children, you grieve all heaven, because your sin is becoming more perverse upon earth, crying out to heaven for retribution. If it were not for my mother, you would have received the ball of redemption last year, my children. That is the knowledge that you have kept, my child, within your heart all this time. But the reprieve was given because of those who offered themselves up in sacrifice for their errant brothers and sisters. Now, my children, you will all continue with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. We find great happiness in the millions, the thousands, the hundreds, any number of prayers that were said today by all those throughout the world. Link to link, the rosary went, which makes our hearts light. However, shall this be a permanent thing, or shall it pass, as all things of heaven have, into a darkness?
You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We came across a fantastic book on food storage. We use it ourselves. It's titled Stocking Up 3 by Rodale Press. This book is the Bible of home food storage. It is an American classic, and it is the most popular book on food preservation. It is completely revised and contains the latest in advanced home storage techniques. It has a complete step-by-step instruction for freezing, canning, drying, root cellaring, and preparing for storage just about every food imaginable. It has recipes for jams, jellies, pickles, relishes, cheeses, ice creams, mustards, vinegar, beverages, bread, sausages, and other delicious homemade foods. It has tips for quick and easy home food preservation. It has 627 pages. Over 1,200,000 copies of previous editions have been sold. Stocking Up 3 is available for $25 plus $6 shipping and handling. Order today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 4-9-3-3-1. We came across another tremendous book titled Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic. David Currie was raised in a devout Christian family whose father was a fundamentalist preacher, and both his parents taught at Moody Bible Institute. Currie's whole upbringing was immersed in a life of a fundamentalist Protestantism, theology professors, seminary professors, and founders of evangelical mission agencies were frequent guests at his family dinner table. Currie himself received a degree from Trinity International University and studied in a Master's of Divinity program at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. This book was written as an explanation of his fundamentalist, or to his fundamentalist and evangelical friends and family about why he became a Roman Catholic. Currie presents a very lucid, systematic, an intelligible account of the reasons for his conversion to the Roman Catholic Church that Christ had founded. He gives a detailed discussion of important theological and doctrinal beliefs of Catholic and evangelicals hold in common, as well as the key doctrines that separate us, particularly the Most Blessed Sacrament, the Pope, and Mary. If you have a spouse that's a non-Catholic spouse or relative or friend, this book will help them to understand the Roman Catholic Church and help you to understand the Protestant Church. I have personally read this book, and it's amazing. I wished it had come out 25 years ago. This extraordinary book titled Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic costs $16.50, which includes shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Again, the book, Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic, for $16.50. The weekly Holy Hours grew another 1,092 hours in the next year for a total of 19,396 holy hours to be prayed before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. If you will pledge to do one or more holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament for a year, write us at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we'll include your holy hours in the total next week. We have a chartered bus leaving for Bayside from Grand Rapids, Michigan on September 26th. It's a Friday evening at 4 p.m. To attend the vigil on Saturday, September 27th at Bayside, New York. We'll be leaving Grand Rapids at 4 p.m., arriving in Lansing at 5:15. Detroit 7:30 and Toledo 8:30. The cost is $172 for the room and the bus. You can call us at 616-698-6448 or 1-800-333-2046. Our Lady of the Roses promises to solace and comfort. She says, on June 8, 1972, all you who come to me in my hallowed grounds, I will comfort them in their sufferings. Many graces of cure and conversion will be given from our hearts. There is nothing the Father would not do to rescue my children. On March 24, 1973, Our Lady said, come to me, all mothers who weep for their children. Come to me, and I will solace you. These Last Days Ministries is on the Internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecy of Our Lady of the Roses, an audio tract of one of the messages, this radio program, and much more. Visit us at tldm.org. Our Lady's messages and this radio program are under great attack. I ask that you make a holy hour each day until this assault is stopped. I also ask you to send as much financial support as you can today to keep Our Lady's messages on this station. Our Lord said on June 1, 1978, He said, "As disciples of the latter days, my children, much shall be asked of you. I assure you that all that you give in faith and charity shall be returned to you threefold. You may use your MasterCard and Visa or American Express and call our toll-free number 1-800-333-2046 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Our Lady tells us there will be a miraculous spring, and it will be called the Lourdes of America. And this is at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. On February 10, 1976, Our Lady said, "Yes, there is a spring upon the grounds of Waters for Cures. When the time is right, the Eternal Father shall bring the waters up." On August 14, 1972, Our Lady said, "You will soon have a well. With this well, the waters will cure. When the well erupts, it will not be stopped by the clergy. You have reached the boundaries, and now my son will step in. The waters will not be capped. The waters will be given to the ill." On May 17, 1986, Our Lady tells us that she will appear over St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. She said, "Yes, my child, I am going about the world, appearing in various places, and I have a reason for all. One day, my child, the waters will come up at Bayside, and I will appear over the old church building. Your bishop then cannot deny my appearances." Unquote. Let us all storm heaven for prayers that this spring, this miraculous spring, will erupt very soon at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. On July 25, 1975, Our Lady said, quote, "I have asked many times that all of our legions of workers unite in a common cause to save souls. We are much grieved to see that there is much dissension among the ranks of workers. Satan will promote confusion and dissatisfaction, for it is his way to disunite. To divide will be to conquer." Unquote. Our Lady tells us not to be afraid to expose evil. On March 18, 1977, she said, quote, "Do not be afraid to expose evil if you do not bring into the light others who are fast encased in darkness by their own will or by acts of obedience to evil, if you do not seek to save them, to bring them out of this darkness, you too will be guilty of arrogance and pride and charity. Charity must be extended, a lack of charity, for charity must be given to others. Those who have received in abundance, whether it be in graces or the material, must use their abundance to save others." Unquote. Our Lady tells us to visit her Son in the Most Blessed Sacrament. On May 10, 1972, she said, quote, "Do not try to judge without pity or charity those about you. Pray long hours of prayer for those who are falling into the well-laid web of deceit and darkness. You must remain with my Son through the gift of his heart to you in the tabernacles of the world. You will be infiltrated if you do not develop the daily habit of visiting my son, he grows lonely, unquote. We need your financial support to help us continue Our Lady's messages on this station. Will you help? Our Lady really needs your financial support. Don't let her down. Send the largest amount you can give today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call our toll-free number during the week at 1-800-333-2046. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, at the vigil of August 2nd, approximately 750 people were present. There were 10 buses and many cars from different states. There was a lovely rosary procession, and it was a delight to see so many people pray in the rosary. See the people praying and hearing them pray the rosary. The procession was superbly managed by Vincent McDonald and his outstanding crew of white berets. Now, at the vigil of August 5th, approximately 175 people attended, but there was a severe thunder and lightning storm, and the rains came down very, very heavy, and that lasted all through the vigil. Everybody was soaked. Now, let's see, I have my first testimony here is from California to the Our Lady of the Roses. In March 1977, while at work in a warehouse in Charlottesville, Virginia, Christopher, the man that's writing this letter, is the father, and Christopher is his son. Christopher had all of his left toes run over accidentally by a 4-ton capacity forklift truck. The pressure on his toes caused an internal rupture and the blood on the blood vessels, and it damaged all the nerves of the toe. He lost all feeling and movement in that part of his foot. The pain was severe and constant. Because no bones were broken, the doctor said that nothing more could be done but to give him painkillers. He sat with his legs straight out and hobbled around on crutches. He could not drive his car, and after a week, the situation still remained unchanged. He was beyond any further medical help. My wife then sent him a blessed rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses. With the blessed rose petal, he kept the rose petal in his possession and rubbed his foot. And with all our, then many prayers were said to Our Lady of the Roses from his family and friends. Extraordinary changes came about to Christopher's foot. At first, the pain subsided somewhat, and some feelings started to return. Shortly thereafter, he was able to slightly move some of the toes and started to drive his car again. About a week after that, he was able to walk around in a guarded manner without the aid of the crutches. A month after that, the accident, he was able to move around with full feeling and movement of his toes, although slight pain remained. Christopher's foot is healed and back to normal, no pain. We attribute this miraculous cure to his blessed rose petal, along with our prayers to Our Lady of the Roses, and that it is signed. Now, my next testimony here is from New Jersey. Dear Mrs. Ferguson, I went to Bayside on June the 18th. There are no words to describe how I feel when I am there. This is not my first time. 1 week ago, I almost did not make it because I have asthma, and I had a reaction from something I ate. My whole system stopped on me while I was under all the support machines. I asked Our Lady of the Roses and Jesus and the Eternal Father to save my life. to bring me back to my family, which he did. The day before I got sick, I went to communion. As I was sitting there, I looked at Our Lady, and she was smiling at me. But the next day, the priest was giving me the last rites. The doctor said 90% of people do not make it back from what I had. My whole system shut down. I pray every day in thanksgiving to the Eternal Father, to Our Lady of the Roses. Please put this on your files, because if I hadn't been at Bayside and Our Lady's ground a month before, I would not be here today. And then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition that has ever occurred in the history of the world. On February 10, 1975, Our Lady said, quote, "Come to my Son in the tabernacles of the world. Hurry, my children, the agents of hell are loosed and have set in motion a plan now to close these tabernacles to you. Hasten now, gather your graces, my children, while there is still time. Spend much time with my Son in the Eucharist. It is truly the bread of life. It will be a most dark day, my child, when these tabernacles will be closed to you. At your holy hours, will you also pray that we will have many generous donors to support Our Lady's prophecies on these last days program? Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.